My work is all about unity and cooperation. Basically, the inspiration came from Tanzania. I do two kind of works. I work with the acrylic painting as well as natural fiber material, including banana bark. Those are kind of material we've been working with, I don't know, since little young kids. And coming to the United States, I've discovered a lot of different kind of material that I'm using now to make my work look more vibrant and to look much better.
So you don't have any problem finding the type of fiber material that you used back in Africa, finding the same material here?
It's a little bit tricky because I get the material down in Florida all the way down to the Everglades. And, for example, banana bark, that's where all the farmers are. And the funny thing is, all the farmers, they speak in Spanish. And I do not know anything about Spanish. So it's funny because when I go down there, I just carry some samples with me, trying to show them what do I really want it, and trying to show them that I need them to allow me to go in the farm and trying to find what I want, not just for them to pick me something. Because they don't know what really I'm looking for, and I just don't pick material. They got to look artistic. So that's kind of problem. And some farmers, they understand you, and some farmers, you might find farmers speak a little English, and they understand you, but they don't want to let you go in the farm for their own purposes. And they might tell you, hey, oh, for we are not going to let you in because for insurance purposes. I'm like, I didn't sign any papers. I don't work for you. So, you know, there's a lot of problems trying to get the right material sometimes. But as an artist, you get stuck up when something comes up and you just, you know, move on. You try to find some different kind of material to replace it.
Do you do it for a living or you do it on the side, as you say?
Right now, I'm on almost my fourth year. I'm doing it for a living.
How do you show your work to the public? Do you go to shows in the galleries? How do you do that?
As a matter of fact, right now, I'm talking to you. Like I say, I live in Maryland, Silver Spring, but I'm in North Carolina, Charlotte, doing jewelry, fine art shows. Basically, that's how reach my customers, and that's how I spread the word about my art. There's a lot of jewelry fine art stores in the country, and basically you got have to find them. And I work with the gallery as well. I just got out working with the Helleport Gallery in downtown Silver Spring, and I'm getting ready to ship my work to Iowa to the gallery in 3 weeks. And beginning of this year, I've had 3 pieces at the Museum of African American in Philadelphia. The exhibit's still going on until December.